From the start, I knew there was something different about me, about the way I felt about love. I felt attraction for both genders almost on and off, with no real way of determining, I guess, when it would switch. It made me angry and self-loathing, depressed. I didn't fit into this world of labels. When I lived under the label of bisexuality, it never felt right. So I attempted to fit myself into a label that felt right, digestible. I tried to force myself to be straight, and I tried to force myself to be gay. I desperately tried just to be one clean, beautiful label that everyone would just be able to understand. An easy pill to swallow. But it was like trying to tell yourself you're a size 7 shoe when you're an 8. Just to wear the most trendy shoe. It hurts like hell. It still hurts, you knowing that my fluidity is erased and demeaned and rejected because it's different. But I'm done with being silent and wearing someone else's shoes. I'm done with denying who I am just to be that easy pill to swallow. I don't want to be that anymore. I don't want to be straight until proven fluid, or I don't want to be considered a confused university student, because I'm not. I've known since I was in grade 3 that I was different. My first crush on a girl was probably one of the most wonderful experiences I've ever had. And of course, there's been plenty of boys. It's always easier to pretend to be straight than to actually admit or to actually show the world who you are. Especially when you read all these articles and hear all these things about people just telling you that you're confused, you're wrong about who you are, you don't exist. I fucking exist. Excuse my language. But I do. I'm not a rare unicorn. I'm not some mythical creature that came out of your Greek mythology book. I'm just a human being who sees the beauty of each individual despite who they are. And as far as, you know, how it ends up, it's just the luck of the draw. I'm not confused. I'm just not vocal about it. I'm not fitting into any label. But I don't know, I think I'm finally okay with that. Finally okay with not fitting in anywhere. At least as long as I'm okay with it. When I came out to everyone, it was surprising. Most people were fine with it. Most people, I don't think, believed me. The look in their eyes is kind of doubtful. My mom looked at me and asked me if it was a phase, as if it was just gonna go away because I didn't fit into one of the label boxes. What I was feeling was just a teenage adolescent emotion that just passes. And sometimes for some people, they're just curious. But I've known my entire life that the beauty of a person's not always, to me, has nothing to do with their gender. Their attractiveness is not based off of gender. It's based off of who they are, the way they smile,
They think no one's listening or looking at them. I don't know. My dad, when I told him, which was the funniest thing, we were in a store and there was a porno mag, and my dad was just like, I can't even remember what he said, but he said, oh, you know, I can't even remember what the comment was. And then I'm just like, well, you know, I like both. And he's like, okay. And that was the end of the discussion. There is no judgment, nothing. No, oh God, she's different. No asking me if I was confused. And he didn't treat me any different. I think he honestly forgot. You know, we just went on with our lives. It's no different than any other sexuality. It's no different than being straight or gay. And a lot of times people want to make you believe that it's easier this way. I don't know. I don't know if I could agree with them on that.